Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your gun on goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, fine.
Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
Jinsei,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Yeah, it's show number 3, and we are, thank you, Jack, Ted. I was kind of desperate there. We like to cut it tight, especially when I do these back-to-backs. I usually like to give a half hour between shows, and for good reason, because people get a little kind of mixed up about the refresh. And what you have to do when I do a back-to-back like this is you got to go look for the new show link. So everybody, go ahead and click the Jackal's Heads link there in the chat room. Good to see you guys sticking with me. We've got my, we'll do the shout-out real quick. Blue Edge Radio, Renee Martin, amazing remote viewer and just a dear friend. And a great person to hang out with on in the mighty GRI Mustang when we're out scouting on missions. We did a really good set of stuff here the other day, and she's just a barrel of fun to hang out with. I just love listening to her chat while we're in the car. So anyway, we got Brandy Bobo is with us, Deb S, and we got Disgruntled Dan, Fire Witch, Fly Girl MD80, Hope is with us, who I think she'll call in here in just a short time to continue on with the reading we were doing earlier. We have Kira LaRue, 42. We have Moonchild, Paranormal Guys is here. We got Philly Fever. Quinny is still, Quinny, you're still awake, girl. The St. Louisian is here. Jackal's Head is here. And Reluctant Psychic. And a few other people are popping in, so we see people going in and out here. And for the, someone was asking about what the show's about, and what we do is online EVP. And I seem to have just kind of tapped into a something pretty cool here. We're able to do on-air EVP. The spirit world seems to like it, and all of you seem to like it, and I'm having fun with it. So, damn, let's party. So anyway, let's see. We got, I'm going to go ahead and pull up that session. I think I still have that running. And I think this is it. Let me see if this is Hope's deal. Well,
and I would like to talk to my Aunt Leona.
Aunt Leona. Okay, so we got Aunt Leona. And let's see. I don't see Hope calling in yet. Hope, the number is 646-478-0377. And Moonchild, we're all going to wait while you go get your drink, okay? Everybody think about Moonchild's drink. What is she going to drink? Is it going to be something... Anyway, what is Moonchild going to drink? Is it some kind of a lunar drink? I don't know. So anyway, we're looking for the phone to ring here any second. So I'm while Hope is getting dialed in, Let's just go ahead and tackle the first part here so we can get this going. And then we're going to do some psychometry, guys. So, and I may extend if you guys really talk me into it, because who needs sleep? 46 through 47 and a half seconds. Here we go. Okay, let's see. I think I see her there. Let me bring her in. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, she's not dialed in yet. It's starting to get late. John's starting to hallucinate. That rhymed. It's starting to get late. John's starting to hallucinate. It's Ice T. Carol LaRue says Ice T. Oh, okay. You guys want me to extend? Really? Do you want me to extend? Do you want me to extend? Because I'll have to take breaks and start getting a little more insistent on my breaks. So. Let's see, 47 and a half. I will extend it to 90 minutes. How about that? I'll make you guys a deal. 47 and a half to 49 and a half, and there she is. I'll go ahead and bring her on before I start that. What would the world be without hope? What would the world be without hope? There's hope for all of us. Hope is here for all of us. She's here. This is what we talk about when we need hope, and she shows up. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. And we are having quite the reading with your relatives. And so it said 46 to 47 seconds. I think one of your relatives said, don't leave the show. So she's telling you stay around because she knew or one of them knew I was going to continue on. So we'll finish this out. 47 and a half to 49 seconds. Here we go. It's a little tough, but I think as she's saying is we're doing fine. That's pretty in the mark, I think, of what she's saying. We'll try 49 and a half to 51. Okay, that's easy. You loved me. That's true, right? I mean, you really did love her.
Oh, yes. Very
much so. Yeah, she just, she says, you loved me. And it's definitely a female energy. 51 through 53 and a half. Here we go. Okay, real easy. She's a clear talker too, boy. We're with you tonight. She's saying we're with you tonight, and absolutely right on the money. So they're there with you through this whole thing with your child. Absolutely. And let's see, 50. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, my daughter is also named after my Aunt Leona. So I am, and then I'm named my daughter. Her middle name is Leona.
Oh my goodness! So she's really close to this whole situation then.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely linked to it. Let's see, 53 through 56. Here we go. Okay, I'm gonna have to break that up because that's just a little much for my limited brain pan to take all at once. Here we go. I have to cut that in half. 53 to 55. Okay, this I think is in reference to the doctors, what they're telling you. Don't you believe them?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sort of. She's in a residential treatment program because her behaviors and for her emotions and stuff. She was She had a really rough 3 years. She was sexually abused by her stepdad and doesn't know and hasn't really dealt with it. So we had to put her, I had to put her in a residential treatment program because she was just angry and so emotional about everything.
Wow. Well, whatever they're telling you, I think that there's more hope. The thing I get in this is what she's saying is, don't you believe them? This is going to resolve, or that, you know, it's just, I don't know what they're telling you, but you know, hold out for more, you know, and that's that. I think that's what this is really meaning, is there's more to it, and you know, considering your first name, it's definitely, you know, there is hope. You know, so really lean on your, you know, what they gave you for a name. It's really there for you. That's your core strength. So
yes.
I think that it's funny because I had a relative who, you know, he's going through some challenges right now. He's a member of my team, my cousin Kevin, and he's currently battling cancer in his back. And but he did a lot of drugs at an early age, and we were told he'd never get off of them. And he kicked some of the worst stuff you can imagine. He got off of it, and it took a lot of guts to do that. Unfortunately, I think we think he's paying the price due to that, having gone through that. The stuff he put in his body really did, you know, create the situation we're in now with him. So a lot going on there, but it's, you know, we didn't believe that he would never get better. We believed he would get better, and we just disregarded the doctors. And that seems to happen a lot with doctors. They're so finite. They just make announcements, and a lot of people just ignore them. Because people often exceed what the doctors think is going to be the outcome. So
yes,
I feel that it's here.
Oh, yeah. I was worried. I don't know if I should have put her there, but she was saying that she was going to commit suicide and hurt herself, and I didn't know what else to do. She was beyond the help that I could give her and beyond the therapist and stuff like that. And I really didn't want to put her in this residential treatment program, but they do intense therapy for anywhere from 3 months to 6 months, and she's never been away from me. This was the hardest thing that I have ever done, but she was, and I even have a degree in psychology, and it was beyond, I mean, she was beyond, I can give her all the love and hugs and security that she needs, but she needed more than what I could give her because her anger was so out of control.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, at age 28, I'll admit something here on air. I actually was suicidal at age 28, and I went through a very similar experience. And but I didn't get so out of control, but I was actually at the point of, you know, ending it. And I went and got the help I needed. And for anybody who does go through a thing like that, you know, I mean, you know, my parents were basically where you're at now, and you know, they didn't put me in a situation where I was getting, you know, that I needed to, you know, be put away or anything, you know, or put into a home like what's happening, what you're talking about. But I did get the help I needed, and you're doing over the right thing. It's a very strong thing you're doing. It's an act of true love to do that. And I'm glad my parents helped me because I was really in need. I couldn't deal with it anymore. And when that happens to a person, it's just, you know, they're so into the pain at that moment, they're kind of leaning on you to do all the right things for them. And you, she's really wanted your help.
Because she had so much intense therapy. Plus I was home with her and took time off and was with her, but she was still cutting herself and still threatening to kill herself over little things. You know, I can handle teenage, you know, drama. That's no problem. I have an older daughter. Hers was beyond every little thing. I mean, she didn't want to go back to school, and she threatened to kill herself if she went back to school, or she was going to run away. So I was scared for her.
Well, you've got her in the best possible place. You know, now it's between God, her, and the staff there. And, you know, even though you've got the psychological, you know, degree, you're too close to it. You did the right thing. You put it out of your hands, and it did the right thing to put it into the right hands. So I really think you're going to be fine.
I hope so. I miss her, but I was scared because if I left her home alone while I worked, it got to the point where she might not be alive when I came home.
Well, you give it time, and I think this picture will change. You know, so you know, family's there. You know, it sounds to me like all the EVPs we got before of family coming through saying they're there. They're watching over her. They're making sure, you know, they're making it absolutely clear to you that they're there. So it's just, if I were in your position and all, I heard all these EVPs coming in and me saying all the stuff I'm telling you, I'd take heart in it and believe that they're there with you. And the family, it's not only there for her, they're there for you, you know. So, you know, trust in this is that they see and they know what's going down. So they will be there.
Yeah, I'm just hoping I made the right decision because I took her up there on Thursday. And she was so angry toward me. She said, I don't even want to say bye to you. And then they said I could stay for supper, and she didn't even want me to stay there for supper. So I waited till she called. Yeah, I waited till she called me. And she called me today and said, oh, Mommy, I've been so sick for the past day or two that I've been throwing up. It was such a relief to hear her voice, for her to reach out to me.
Yeah, it's real common with anger. We saw it with my cousin, and in my case, I was, you know, when I was in the position, and I've never done drugs. You know, it was a whole different story with me. I was battling depression, and I've had a lifelong issue with it. I'm on some very good medications now, and it did just a great job for me. And I've come out of that completely. I just take a very lightweight drug now, and it just takes care of it. It's a physiological thing, and there's no shame in it. And anybody who, you know, says there is, well, you're out of your minds, because I'm, you know, here I am doing all this work, and I'm taking my pills, and I'm happy. But you know, for what you're going through, the anger is real common. You know, I mean, you know the drill. You've been through this. You've seen this. You know, in the stuff that you do.
Field.
It's just, but when it's your child, yeah, you're caught between emotion and objectivity. You absolutely, you've done the right thing. You have absolutely done it.
Yeah,
I just can't.
The word that they were going to push, you know, that they were pushing me into make her go to the residential treatment thing because 2 years of therapy just didn't help her. I mean,
no.
You know, outpatient therapy didn't.
No, the outpatient wasn't going to do it. This needed a strong intervention, and she's getting what she needs now, and it's going to be tough for her. It'll be the best thing that ever happened to her. You know, it really will, and it'll change her life. And it's you've done everything you could. You know, you've walked that mile. I personally see that this is a big turning point, and what will end up happening is everybody's in this on a team thing. Your relatives who have passed are there. You've done your thing. You know, your child is doing what she needs to do. The staff are all there. There's a big team effort going on. So just go with that, and you're going to be fine. Yeah. If for what I see here happening with the EVPs we've got, you've got a team behind you, lady. So you're in good shape.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, this is my family that's behind me. So.
Yeah,
my dad, my sister, and my aunt.
Well, I strongly feel that what's going down here is just some a lot of family love, and so it's just good to see it. And yeah, you're in great shape, kid. Well, let me see what we got here on the last couple here. 55 through 56 and three quarters. I don't like doing it. 56. It's like platform 9.5 here. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is absolutely crystal clear. I don't know if you heard that. Need you to let me in. Need you to let me in. And she's saying that to you.
Oh, okay.
She's absolutely wanting to comfort you.
Okay.
56 and a half through 59, and it'll be almost the end here. Actually, I'm going to run it all the way to out. You know what? I'm not. I feel like this is going to be a little complicated. So let me take it to 56 and a half to 58. Here we go. Thank you. Okay, very clear. I need you to pray.
Okay, good.
So it'll that act of prayer is going to help a bunch. 58 through almost 1 minute is in the very end of it. Here we go. I already know this is for me. She's at the very end. She's saying something to me. She's going, "You're a neat person."
Yeah.
She likes me. I like you too, Annie. That's good. I like that. Okay. So let me see. I've already saved this. I'm sitting there worried about having to save it. I've already done it. You're a neat person, John. Oh, thank you, Ann. Well, I think you're in great shape here. My browser just went. My browsers are going crazy tonight. What is it with these browsers? Okay, I'm trying to extend the show. Here we go. I'm going to run the extension. But, and my switchboard is acting up. So everything is going blonzo here. Okay, now I got it. All right, so anyway, I hope. I sincerely hope that helped you with everything going on. So, and if you just shoot me your email, I'll get you this, get you the reading and the transcription and everything. So you've got that for the future. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? You've got a lot to look forward to. I think that you've done all the right things. This is just, you're absolutely in good shape. Okay.
Good.
So
I've been so doubting, putting her there, but I just can't do it. By myself or outside therapy just wasn't working as much. She got to the point to where she could, was so angry at everything. And when she sees him in town, that makes it even worse.
Well, you did absolutely the right thing. There's absolutely no shame in asking for help. That's a sign of strength. And you are indeed one strong lady. So, I my hat's off to you. I mean, you've done the right thing. And no doubt. Yeah, absolutely, no doubt. So, just keep doing what you're doing. It's you've done everything you could, and it's a sign of strength. So, my hat's off to you.
Oh, thank you so much, thank
sweetheart. Big hug to you. You deserve it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, sweetheart. You have a good night.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye now. Okay. What a story there, and so many Yemen stories that come in this, here in this little, I got to tell you guys, I live in a little single-room studio that's a converted building that, I've got here. We've had it, I helped actually build it, and it's just a teeny little place, and you would never know all the lives that get changed by this little simple home that I'm in. And it's pretty amazing the stuff that goes on. Now, my browser is just giving me fits here tonight. God darn this thing. So I'm hoping it will let me switch over to what I need. So I'm trying to look at the okay, I got it now. And I've got her email address, so I'm going to grab that. And then we'll get in there. So hope I did see that. And let me bring up the... I'm going to bring up my Tomboy Chat unit here. Let me see. Yep, there it is. So I'm popping your email address in there, so I've got it, or I will lose it, which I have been known to do. Oh, dear God, have I been known to do it. And then I sit there and regret it for the next day or two. Okay, that's in the system, so we got that hope. And let's look at our audience, see who we got. You guys are, it's hard. That's why it got named Tough Love. You got that right, Deb. The strongest there is at times. Tough love is all there is that we have sometimes. It's right. And got a lot of people on for a late night here on Saturday morning early here at the beginning of our entry into Mercury retrograde. And yet, despite the challenges, the communications are good and the spirits are definitely coming through tonight. It's been a great show. And, I've been putting in the time. As they said in Ghost Hunters, but Ghostbusters, we're putting in some overtime on this one. So anyway, let me go ahead and take a short break. I need to stand and stretch here. It's 12:25 in the morning here on the Pacific Coast. And we'll come back and do some psychometry. I'm going to get up, walk around, and I'm going to go grab some things to do psychometry on. And so you guys are going to get your chance. And so sharpen your brains and be ready. If you need to tinkle, that'd be a good time to do it. We'll do a little Da Vinci bumper and then a little comedy, and then we'll come right back. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. Listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suspect, would they?
Ghost Rider, this is Strike. We have unknown aircraft, inbound Mustang. Your vector 090 for bogey.
Who's up there?
Cougar and Merlin and Maverick and Goose.
Great. Maverick and Goose.
Talk to me, Goose.
Roger, I got him. Contact 20 left at 30 miles, 900 knots closure.
I feel the need for speed. And speed it is, baby. We are going to do some psychometry. I went and got three objects laying around the haunted parlor here for all you guys out there. Yeah, it's just a walk in the park. And let's see. Unfortunately, I do not have an F-14 Tomcat, and I couldn't afford the price for a full tank of gas just to fill one of those babies up. But let me tell you, what an aircraft. I've actually gotten the chance. Great balls of fire, that's right. I've had the chance to actually climb in the cockpit of one, and really, it was just an amazing experience. It would have been great to actually lift off on one and do some incredible maneuvers. I probably would have lost my lunch, but I'm actually a pretty good F-22 pilot. I actually flew the $1 million F-22 simulator that Boeing brought out to my company, because we actually do the wing welds. We do electron beam welding. We're the only facility, I think one of two facilities in the United States that can do that. And so we do the electron beam welding on the wings, and they are absolutely just as strong as can be. So they came out to show us a little bit about the actual aircraft, and I already knew the cockpit layout, and I got in that thing and kicked some ass. It was a lot of fun. So let's see. Yeah, Renee says, you got one parked out back. Sure, yeah, $320 million a copy. I think... Knowing you, I don't think that's quite how it is. Hey, Goose, you big stud. Oh, no. No, it's not Goose. I mean, oh, yeah, you're right. It was. It was his wife was like, hey, Goose, you big stud. Take me to, or lose me forever. Anyway, we're going to do a little bit of stuff here. For Kathy, though, in Kathy's honor, I've got something that I wanted to think about. She's going to be looking at me going, you sucker. So anyway. Thank God Spencer Hughes got me this. He's such a great guy. You know what's funny? I was looking at the dream catchers before I walked over. Anyway, I've got three objects here, and I'm going to pick one. So what we're going to do is I've got this object, two distinct colors, and you really need to kind of reach into your bag of tricks. And but we're going to focus on the one. I think we'll focus on the most dominant color. So let's start with colors. Hey, John, I'm going to hang with you and fly. Sure thing, girl. Get in the Rio seat. I'm going to do some of that pilot. You know what? If my son knew, John, he'd be parked at your door. I love flying, though, man. I'll tell you what. I am, when I retire out, I'm going to get my pilot's license. I'll get my single engine license and definitely get some time in doing a little bit of travel. I've always wanted to fly, and I've had the chance at the controls once. I really enjoyed it. And I've flown every on computers. I've flown every variation of commercial, military, and civilian aircraft you can name, and gotten pretty good with it. So, anyway, let me think here. You know, we've got this object, and I'm looking at it, and it's very. I've had these for a while. They're interesting. It's definitely got a dominant color. So why don't we work on color? And Disgruntled Dan says yellow. Okay, let's do two or three more people guessing, and then we'll move on into what the object is and its function and what it does. Blue Edge is saying is red. Your dad was a pilot. Very cool, Deb. Yeah, there's nothing better than having the stick and being able to fly the way you want. Smoky lavender. You know what's funny, Kathy? I was not looking at the object. I was looking at something else that is smoky lavender, but it's not the one I was concentrating on. So you got a direct hit. I'm going to cheat and say, yeah, you got a hit because of what I was looking at. And Hope is saying blue. And, if you want to learn to fly, Hope, you should. You should take lessons, when you get the chance. Anyway, let's get one more color. Oh, he flew in World War II. I've actually met a World War II fighter pilot. He shot down 10 Nazi planes, and he was a number 5 pilot at Delta when I met him. And he had stories. He had different walls for different parts of his life. He was really rich. So he had this one wall of, all his kills, and he had Nazi memorabilia from Nazi Germany. Incredibly valuable stuff. Then he had a whole wall of all these beautiful women, portraits of beautiful women. And when I met him, I was doing some consulting for him. I said, "What are all these beautiful women?" And he says, "Oh, that's all my ex-wives." And he says, "If I can tell you anything, be careful." And I was like, "Whoa!" And he goes, "And pilots aren't the easiest men to marry." So oh jeez. Anyway, the colors keep coming through, and we've got orange. We have brown and black, and tell you what, the very first guess was the best. Yellow was said, and we have kind of an orange. You guys are keying in on it. It is definitely kind of a gold yellow color, so definitely there. Now, I'm going to focus in on what this thing does. And they're a pretty common object. People actually make use of them. They kind of help people. They're very helpful, especially to older folks. So why don't you take a guess as to what these things are? Yeah, Gerber Daisy, definitely gold. Yep. Deb, I understand what you're talking about that with what you just said in the chat room. I totally understand that. Believe me, I come from that same kind of thing. So, take a guess as to what this object could be. And we notice the chat room is thinning out because that sleep thing gets to you guys pretty quick. They're not worry beads. These are actually for older folks, although I don't worry so much anymore. Why worry when you can just have fun and talk to ghosts? Deb is actually the winner. She got it. These are glasses. And Gerber Daisy was on magnifier, which is darn close, so I'll call that a hit. So Gerber Daisy and Deb are in on it, definitely. Flashlight, it's a little bit not quite good enough. But you guys were good. You're on the right track, Dan. But it was definitely a pair of glasses. Pretty good hit you guys had there. And I'll tell you what, we're going to do, we'll do some of this. We still got quite a ways to go, 54 minutes. So I will take another reading, a little bit later on if you guys want to do another spirit communication. And those balls on a string for messages. Men kind of take that real bad when you talk about balls on a string. You know that? It just doesn't work well. Balls on a string, it just, Yeah, it's not good for men. No. That's just not right. Anyway, I have another object. And let's see. This one's complicated. I am going to focus on it definitely has a shape and definitely has some very distinct coloring. We're going to focus on the color that's in the center. And it's a kind of a host of colors, but if you get within two or three of the colors that I'm looking at, young people wear glasses also too, Hope, but I'll tell you what, a lot of older ones, especially when we hit 50, everything goes to hell in a handbasket real quick. And it starts with the vision and then selective hearing with men, which we're pretty good at. But anyway, we have in front of us an object with a distinct coloring, and we'll go with a single color. Where are they on my desk? They're right in front of me. You are absolutely right on with the dark brown. That's absolutely right, Deb. You're keying right in on it. It has a dark brown that is part of it. So, Kath, there is a deep purple in there. It's actually multicolored and amazingly beautiful thing, too. It's actually, and it's natural. Okay, it's from the natural world. Very beautiful, though. It is a multicolor object. I'm getting better, John, and I'm 52. Well, maybe you're reverse aging, Deb. Maybe you were born old and it's just getting better. I see you're just an extremely beautiful woman, Deb. And you're getting better with age, baby. So let's see. What do we got here? You guys are keying in really well on this. I thought it was going to be a tougher object for you, but really keying on the kind of the central colors. You're getting there. Hope is saying white. You got it exactly. The white's right in the center. Kathy's got it. It's multicolored, and it has variations of purple leading on into white. Okay, and then Deb was keyed in on the brown. So now that we've got that, you guys have got the colors really well established. I'd like you to focus in on the overall shape here. Simple shape, not a complex geometric shape. So give me an idea what the overall shape of this would be. And we'll see. Kathy, it is a crystal. It's a kind of a crystal, but it's not a crystal like you would be thinking of. So it is of the rock and mineral family. That's exactly true. And the general shape of it, though, before we go into what it is, although you did get it, it is a crystal. It comes from a particular place, and Hope is hitting right on. Brandy Boo and Hope, it is extremely round. It's definitely circular, and it has kind of a this is a very unique object. These are they spend most of their life hidden. Marbleized gemstone oval. You're pretty, Deb, you are keying in on this like you cannot believe, girl. Can you give me an idea? Let's go ahead and go with what it is. Can you tell me what this object is? Can you give me from the southwest of the United States and absolutely beautiful. So if you can tell me, I'm holding it in my hand, and it's just absolutely, it fits right in the palm of my hand, very beautiful. And Hope is saying quartz. Well, it's not quartz. It has, but it is mineralized, and it does have a look like quartz. No facets, Kathy. it's definitely been the I've actually had this shined up. Well, it's kind of like that. It could be a portion of that, yeah, Deb. But you're trying to get me to cheat, though. You got to tell me what it is. That's a whole game here, you know. Let's see. Come on. I'm watching you guys. You guys make me laugh. That's why I love doing this show. You guys are a hoot. Renee's sitting there going, scratching her head. What the hell? No, it's not diamond. If it was diamond, I wouldn't be sitting here in Single Springs. Hell, I'd be out on the Hawaiian Islands, living off of a beach, going, wow, this is the good life, you know. Well, it's not like fluorite. No. This comes from. I'll give you a little hint. This comes from volcanoes. And that ought to kind of open the door for your thinking now. Put on your thinking caps there. Ooh, Brandy Boo is the hitter. She hit it. It is a geode. It's a polished geode. That's exactly right. It's a geode. I got this in Utah on one of our motorcycle trips. I'm the chase support vehicle for our guys every year when we go out on the motorcycle trip. And I bought a couple of these. And I actually did the cutting myself and was there when it was all polished up and everything. And it's just beautiful. You look at it on the outside and you wouldn't think that that thing had something so beautiful. And then when you flip it over, it's just this solid, beautiful, purpley to white stone in the middle. And it's just awesome looking, and it's got all these striations and just beautiful things. Yep. So that said, let's take a look at the, time. We got 47 minutes. I have time to do one more reading if one of you guys wants to dial in, and we can bring some people in. And before I go on, I want to thank our folks on the other side who so often stay with us and work so hard with us. And that's the folks at Big Circle, Debbie Caruso and Braden and Joey and all the others who remain nameless. Thank you so much for coming in and working with me to do this. It helps a lot of people. And it probably helps me. I mean, I'm sure when I get to the other side, I'm going to have one kick-ass party when I get there. And I am just going to really enjoy the moment. So let's see. On Brandy Bobo, trips like that, I love doing that every year. And this year, though, we're going to be doing a run down to instead of the motorcycle group, that's kind of finally started to kind of bleed out. What we're going to do is GRI is going to actually go out on a pretty big tour all the way down to extreme southern Arizona, and we're going to work our way back up, and we're going to hit all the haunted spots we can. So we're calling it the Grand Tour, and I'm hoping Renee might be able to be talked into going on this, because I'd like to see if Renee wants to do it. If we could get two or three of us to head out there and tour the some of the most haunted places on earth, I think it would be a kick butt trip. But I'm going to do it, come hell or high water. And I'm even going to do the extraterrestrial highway, not to get near Area 51, because I don't want to go piss off the government or anything, but I just want to go to that alien, little alien, and just put it in the bucket list and say, I've been there, dude. And get my shirt and then leave the hell out of there. So, you know, anyway, let's see. What do we got going here? Anybody calling in? Nope. So we're going to continue on. We'll do one more. This is like a very interesting object. This is something I picked up a long time ago, and I think it was given to me. It is absolutely got an interesting color to it, and we'll just go with a single color. And Renee is all over that. Okay, Renee, I'll take you up on that because definitely I would like to do that towards the end of July. I'll have enough money put aside that we'll be able to go out there and kick butt on some ghosts out there. And we've already got one person in Prescott, Arizona, who's going to put us up. Another one in Phoenix, I think, will be putting us up. So as far as Arizona goes, we're going to get free overnight places, and then we can just get our dinners and stuff. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see. And Deb S. is an hour away from there. It's going to be a lot of fun here. And you know what's funny is it's sitting here late at night, and I'm looking at my hand. My hand just started shaking. And every so often, as you get older, you get these little spontaneous nerve things go on. And part of having shingles, like I've talked about in the past, is every once in a while I get to, you have neuropathy, and you get a little thing in my left hand started going. Rrr. I'm going, shut up, dude. What are you doing? Okay. So we've got this object in front of me, and we're going to work on the color first. So this is a single color. No more, multiple colors. Let's go with a single color. Oh, yes, John, Ringo, Paul. Let's get the single color here. Spock, Bones, we've got a single color. Scan for life forms on this thing. So can you give me a color, guys? Yeah, I'm starting to lose it, man. I'm starting to get there. But, I can handle 44 minutes. Matter of fact, we will take at 12:46. I'll be taking a break at just about 1 o'clock to take a. Okay. You're kind of getting. Oh, you're hedging your bets there, Hope. You're going with peach or beige. Let's see. Blue? White? 9-8 is you. Okay, I see you, Deb. We'll finish out this. We'll do the color, and then I'll just cheat and tell you what the what it is afterwards. Keep going with colors, though, guys. You're not even anywhere close. Oh, Brandy Bobo, well, I'll tell you what. Inside of this, I'll tell you what, Brandy. You've got kind of a hit going here. Even though it's not the color on the no, Deb, I'm not going to tell you to get lost. but, Brandy, you hit inside it has kind of a rust color. And there is fire that's, it actually has something to do with fire, what its use is for. So you keyed in on it, and that's a pretty darn direct hit. But what's the outside color like? What is the outside color like? That's kind of where I was focusing my efforts, and you keyed in on the other part of it. And it has kind of a rusty interior color. You guys are all saying green, not even close. Oh, God, that's good. Nope. Nope. Nope, Kira. Nope. You guys, it should be so simple. That should be one thing or the other thing. One thing or the other thing. Yeah, it's definitely got oxidation, and that's exactly it. Well, you're seeing the red, and there's some brown inside, but it's not the outside color. Oh, come on, you guys have seen this. This is so. Nope, it's not an arrowhead. It has to do with fire. You should be able to key in on this. It's sort of a magical object. Come on, guys. I know you guys can do this. It's not flint, although you could put flint in it and carry it around. It's not gray. Oh, Moonchild. Moonchild is the one. Moonchild, it's black. So what does it do, guys? What does it do? What does this thing do that carries fire around? What is it? Could it be? Not tubular. It carries fire. It doesn't. It's not a lighter because it doesn't make fire, but it carries fire. What would that be? It was given to me by a good friend, and as a gift. And it's kind of a. It has symbolic value. It's very. It's a very neat thing. I've used it quite a bit for incense work and things like that. Come on, guys. It's not a lighter. The lighter actually lights the fire. It's not a Zippo. It contains the fire. You put the fire in this thing. You guys are... Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go ahead and reveal it because we got a caller waiting here, and she's dialing in, and she's so patient. Yeah. Oh, Deb, you hit it. By God, I was going to cut it off, and she hit it. It's a cauldron. It's a black cauldron. It's been with me about 10 years. And it's just a real nice, it's a beautiful little cauldron. That's right. And what I use it for now is for my sage work when I'm doing sage, which I probably should do tonight given the amount of activity going on around here. When I burn sage, I put the sage in there and just let it do its thing. Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what. What we're going to do is go ahead and bring in our guest and see what she has. We have the psychic and amazingly accurate Deb online, I believe.
Hi.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Well, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you keyed right in on that. Girl, you're on fire tonight. That's good.
Actually, I was sitting there going, okay, do I dare type cauldron? What else could I call it? Nah, I'm typing cauldron.
Well, I opened the door to it. I mean, I was all but telling you that it was something that contained fire, but and then all these people were, and especially I was surprised at Renee. I'm going, come on, remote view this thing. Come on, girl, you can see it. You know what it is. And she's going, it's lighter. I'm going, well, if I poured enough lighter fluid in it, sure, it would be a lighter. Where'd all my hair go? Well, what can I do for you tonight on this little corner of the universe? What have we got that we can make you happy with here?
Well, you've got so many toys and gadgets, but I was just wondering if you do want to try to do any EVPs either this week or next week or sometime. I'd love to see if some of my relatives would talk so that I could hear them and not just sound like a Frank's box in my head, because that's what my head sounds like all the time. No, because I don't distinguish enough. You know, I get pieces,
but yeah.
I don't get it sorted out. But that, yeah, I listened to that tonight. You know, the little hack job thing on your site during the half-hour break. And I go, oh, my God, that's the only way I can explain what my head sounds like.
Well, I'll break it to you gently. Most psychics, that's how we get things. It's medium, same way. You know, when you get stuff, it's a dirty, ugly business, this business of being, you know, able to kind of hear things, see things, sense things, and intuit what is being told to you by the spirit world. It's not like some clean thing, and it never will be. It's a it's fragmented. It's hard. It's tough work. You know, when I get done with one of these sessions, like tonight, I mean, I really kick butt tonight here, but I am going to sleep like, because I mean, it just takes it out of you. But in your case, it's entirely normal. You know, that would be the way it is. It's absolutely normal. So, it is like having a Frank's box in your head, you know, because, you know, we get impressions, we see symbols, we'll feel things, absolutely, you know. So you've got the gift. I mean, you were hitting on so good tonight. I was just going, wow, she's on fire. Dude, she should be doing more of this kind of thing and developing that, because that's a skill set. You've got skills, girl. You've got skills.
Well, that's the thing. I want to learn how to focus and use them.
Well, you know what? The best thing you can do is get around other people that do it. Hang out on shows like this, and then, you know, and don't only use my show. I mean, go around and look at other people. We're just I put my pants on one leg at a time, sometimes two at a time if I'm really lucky. I can jump really fast. It's not like God said, "Yo, John, you are special." You know, it's like
he might have, and you're being too modest.
But it's true though. You know, there's so many people out there that are gifted, and you know, this is a big planet. There's a lot of people that are doing this work, and anybody can develop it. It's just the analogy is, you know, all people can learn to play tennis. Some can play better than others, but practice, everybody can do it. That's the deal. And
right.
I just got lucky because I got some parents who were like, genetically predisposed to this or whatever. And not only that, the attitude in the house was such that it didn't get shut off and I didn't get ridiculed for having experiences. So that's I've been lucky that way, but anybody can do this, but for some reason, whatever in your life happened to make you this way, you've got a developed gift. You're farther along than a lot of people. So embrace that, and then go around and learn from a lot of people. And you'll find some people that you'll work with will mesh better than others. And so, you just go for it. And you know, there's books, all kinds of books. I mean, I think that the thing is just to dive in and trust your feelings and trust the force, Luke. You will find good. You'll find the way. Well, it'll be like that, you know. It'll be like that. Yes. Yes. Yes.
No, you're right. I understand that. That's, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, you're on fire with this. I mean, I think you could end up doing a show of your own at some point, you know, or and helping people the way that we're doing this here, you know. I really see that with you. Yeah, totally.
Well, thank
you. Look, you've got the gift, girl. Go use it. Make people happy. You're blessed now.
Hey, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but now, but you want to do? Did you want to try a reading tonight, just to see? I mean, you want to give it a shot?
That's up to you. It's your show and it's your toys.
Okay, like totally. You know, I've got 33 minutes left. John Paul Ringo, let's see what we can do. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh, I'm dead, but I'm still around. You know, playing the Beatles music here. Yeah. All right, let's see what we got here. I am all set to go. Let's do some FM and do a little 5-4-3-2-1 thing. You got a couple of questions ready? And you got somebody
sure.
in mind? Okay,
yeah.
Who are we going to be talking with? Who are you trying to envision here?
Well, let's see if Dad will say something, you know, since
Dad
we already talked. Dad, you know, the airplane guy. And,
okay.
I try to get my grandmother, I guess. I mean, I
okay.
see her, see if I can hear her.
Okay, so Dad plus grandmother.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So what we'll do is we'll limit it to two questions, and so just one for each, and
okay.
given the time frame. So you've heard, my voice is starting to go tonight. I got to take a drink here, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. Go take care of yourself first.
Nope, I got everything ready. Okay, I just had my drink. I'm going to do the 5 count, and then I'll say go, and then you take it from there. Short questions, and then go silent as you can be, and then I'll go out about 20 seconds, and then I'll say next, and then do the next question, and we'll do the same thing. So here we go. 5-4-3-2-1, go.
Dad, can you tell me why the nickname?
Next.
Grandma, why does Carolyn keep coming through?
Okay, I just ended at 44 seconds. Let me turn off that. And I did hear some modulation. I generally can hear just kind of like the faintest of little fluctuations, and I know they're doing their thing when they start that. And then, again, I always warn them that I'm about to switch off and end the question, and so they seem to kind of key in on that. Let me run the compression here and just see what we got. And this one was, yeah, there's a little bit of bias there. Yeah, let me clean that. There's one little thing I got a click that came through. Darn it thing. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and clip that out of there. Now we'll fix that. Couldn't get rid of it. Sometimes the click removal doesn't do what I want it to do, so I have to get, like, surgical, man. I got to get, like, totally surgical, dude. Spock bones. We got a surgery. Okay, noise removal. Now, tell me about, I believe you did the first one for Dad, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see, tell me about your dad, and he was around airplanes and had a avionics kind of background.
Right.
He was
in the Army Air Force. I don't know how much you want to know.
Oh, just kind of an overview, you know, just what was he like? I mean, and what kind of planes did he fly and all that?
Oh, sure. Ask me names. I could point to pictures. I know there was the Mitchell. He worked on that, and then the next version of it, and I don't know any more than that. That's what my kids, you know, did. B-17s, I think.
Wow.
I know the one time they had five of them in Batavia when I went to the air show. I stood there just weeping and when I listened to them take off and land and everything. It just, I don't know, it did something to me. But, yeah, Dad used to work on those. And
yeah, those are an amazing aircraft. I actually got to see one flying over where I worked. They were coming in and doing the Mather Field show. And, boy, just talk about a – and they got a really cool engine, the way the engines sound. They're totally unique to that aircraft.
Yeah, they did. And I used to hear it a lot because they'd fly into Niagara Falls. And, you know, so we learned it when I was a kid. But then you didn't hear, you know, the planes for a long time. And then when the show came back and they actually had the fly-ins and it was 3 days, I didn't miss a show for 3 days just so I could hear the planes, B-17s. And
well, they are just an awesome aircraft. And I actually got to get up close to one and I just was going, wow. And I mean, the glass cockpit and kind of looking out the way they did. I mean, I don't know, man. I kind of like, I like to have a nice cockpit around me, you know, with a nice, you know, to be sitting there. But if you're looking below you and you see them ground below you, that's a little too much for me. I don't know. But those guys, I mean, they had guts that flew those things. I mean,
yeah. My dad, that is exactly it. My dad came up with, you know, guts that any other person would have said, no, not me, I'm out of here, you know, a long time ago, especially if they were in their right mind. And, you know, and I can just hear him saying, ah, come on, this is fun, you know. And he used to tell me stories about going out on the catwalk and kicking the bombs loose and other stuff, you know, if they got stuck. Yeah, that was his fun job. He says, yeah, he liked that.
Yeah, it's like
so
my father. Doing chemistry. My father did explosives chemistry for, 30 years, and there's something wrong with those guys. They're not right.
Okay, Dad's in that kind of loop, though, you know, and I find, you know, his explosive license and stuff like that, and I just, like, sort of, when I went through different paperwork, and I just says, uh-huh. He goes, they didn't dare not give me one. I go, right, okay. He meant it, you know, jokingly.
My father took me into one of his labs once, and he hands me a bottle of this stuff, and he says, what do you think that is? I said, I don't know. Hell, it's a kind of a yellow color. And he says, there's enough stuff in there to blow this building to kingdom come. And I'm holding this thing, and I'm going, you got to be shitting me. I'm putting it down, and I put this thing down real careful, and I start backing up, and he says, why are you backing up? And I says, well, hell, you scared the crap out of me. He says, why, you're backing up. He says, you wouldn't even know what hit you. And he's looking at me laughing, and I'm thinking, is this my father? I mean, there's something wrong with
these guys. Are we related? I mean, they're related, maybe.
I mean, you know, it's like one time on our property, he was burning a bunch of stuff, and I walk up, and I go, what are you burning? He says, well, your Uncle Jaffe left all this stuff in because he was a miner. Left it in the shed, and I said, well, what is it? I said, you didn't tell me what it was. He says, oh, yeah, I'm burning dynamite. And I'm going, what? And I'm looking, I'm standing right amidst all this stuff. And so I'm backing up, and he's doing the same thing. He said, it's okay, you know, it's if you burn it, it won't blow up. And I'm going, you out of your mind? And he's going, no. He goes, I've got advanced degrees in chemical engineering. You don't have anything to worry about. And I'm going, okay. And he let me stay there and watch, but it looked like flares burning, but I'm going, you know, it's just we'll teach this crap, and he's sitting there burning it casually, like, and he's talking to me. Okay, Pop.
So there's the mindset. We understand. Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's see. This he seems to be a talker here. We got 7 to 10. Let me give this a try and see what we have here. Okay, he says, I'm right behind you. You believe him. And that's it took me a minute to kind of connect that. Sometimes they speak funny just based on the basis of, you know, the basis of how they do EVP, but that's what he's saying. I'm right behind you. You believe him. And then and now we got 24 minutes, so I'm going to kind of speed through as best I can here.
Okay,
10 to 13, here we go. Okay, I don't know. I'm hoping he's trying to answer this question that you gave. This says something like patience or something like that, like you and I. Patient like you and I. And I'm really stuck on this first thing. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
I think I do, because his nickname was Pat. And we weren't patient. We were always, let's get this done. We were all hyperactive and everything. I mean, we'd do a thorough job, but we weren't real patient. And we weren't patient with each other for a long time. We had I'm being honest here. Love each other to death, but yeah. Uh-huh.
Patience, like you and I. I think so. He's really that was really a direct thing to you to like. Oh, okay. I'll show you what it is. All right. Let's go with. Let's see. This is a pretty complex fragment. It looks like. But I'm going to try the whole thing. 13 to 16.5. Here we go. Okay, that's just waiting on what I can do. So I'm going to take it down. 13 to 14.5. The right hand's here. The right hand's here. It has to have meaning. Right hand's here. It's like it's almost like he's saying he's your right hand. He's at your right or something. It's definitely a cryptic thing.
He's usually when I feel him at around first, he's on my right side.
Okay. Then he's probably telling you he's there with you. The right hand's here. Let's try 14 and 16.5, see what we got. Here we go. Okay, there are multiple communications going on here. This is not an easy one. It's like multiple voices. I'm hearing two different distinct sentences. Let me try breaking it up a little. You and I. Okay, that makes it a little clearer. Let me break it out. 15.5 to 16.5. You and I, you're okay. And so what I think he's saying to you in the basis of the relationship is that everything's okay with you two now. So that's he seems to be wanting to communicate that. 16.5 to almost 19. Here we go. okay, I'm definitely hearing you. There's definitely the deeper male intonation at the beginning, and so it's definitely male. And he's saying, "Why don't you believe it?" I don't know what he's trying to refer to, but there's, "Why don't you believe it?" And then let me find the last part here, 19 to 20 seconds. Here we go. Okay, it's talking about something that is behind you. And I can't, the first words, it's, I'm not thinking that he's saying he's behind you, because he says he's to your right. He's saying that whatever this, it's like something about this question is behind you. That's kind of what my guess is I'm having to kind of guess at this. But I can't even fathom what it would be. So
like
you
it's
know,
in
but,
the past? It's behind me, like it's in the past? Just put it in the past, let it go?
I think that could be it. I mean, I'm behind her. It's something behind you, and I'm still struggling with the first part because I'm putting question marks around the I'm, but I definitely heard behind her. So, and that could also mean I'm behind you. It means he's supporting you.
Well, I think part of that is he is supporting me, but our past problems are now behind me. You know what I mean? Like that's
yeah.
in the past. We're
yeah,
all absolutely. Okay now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Now that ended him. Now we got 17 minutes, so I'm going to do a speed run here. And boy, I can do these when I really want to get going. So we're going to make this thing happen. Let's go ahead and run compression. And, we got a right-hand bias again, so nice removals. Inspect the clue saw, yeah? Yes. I would like a rim. A rim? Yes, a rim. Kato, not now, you fool. I always love that. You know, my favorite thing in the Pink Panther stuff is when Kato, there was this one of the movies where he's, he goes into the house, and he rips everything apart looking for Kato, and he goes to climb into the bed, and all of a sudden he sees a knife blade come through the top of the canopy, and then Kato suddenly slits the top of the canopy. It comes flying down trying to kill him. And that, of course, Kato gets the crap kicked out of him, but, it's funny. I mean,
mm-hmm. I
that was a bad noise. Ooh, that was no good. Let's see. Let's try amplify instead of auto duck. That was like weird. All right, I'm gonna take it up a bit. Let's take it to. Ah, that's much better. Check noise removal. Nope, I didn't want to do that. Starting to lose it here, guys. I'm starting to get that. My legs are going to sleep, man. This is dedication, guys. I'm starting to kind of. Let's see. Dawn is starting to lose consciousness. Okay, one more. Here we go. Amplify. Take it up about 9 dB. Okay, no effect. Noise removal. Definitely washing the heck out of this, guys. And this one had some... It's definitely got some stuff in it. I mean, it's... okay, I can run another amplification. I'll pick it up about 12 dB and see what we get. That's starting to look better. And I just thank God I finally discovered the right technique for getting this done. This FM system has really turned out to be a great setup. Okay, here we go. I'm going to start it. It's got a little bias and a little strange thing going on here at the 27, so I just cut that out. It's the usual startup stuff. Okay, this one had to do with the questions were, let me play this
to Grandma. Grandma, why does Carolyn keep coming through?
Okay, so Grandma is the person to talk to here. 27 mm-hmm. through 29. Okay. It's hard to tell if it's a male or female voice, but it's saying it's not you. It's not you. So I don't know what that's about, but let me try the, and there are definite phrases here. So 29 and a half to 30, almost 33. Here we go. Okay, that's absolutely clear. It's not you. She's staying near you. So I don't know what they mean by it's not you, but she is staying near you is what is being said here. 2.33 to about 36 and a half. So I don't know what that means. It's not you, but she's staying near you. Okay. But I'm hearing it clear. Okay, let's go with this. Okay, I'm going to have to break that up a little. She's unhappy. And let's go with the next one. Coming for me, and I don't know what that means, but we'll keep going. 36 and a half to 38.5. Okay, clear. Let me promise you. And so there's definitely a promise here. Let me find out if this is it. 38.5 to 41. Okay. It's saying there's one word here that's kind of tough, but it's saying it's very clearly saying you will, and I think it's either come with me tonight or see me tonight. It's but it's sort of in that vein, and so come with and see me I think could be the same. You will come with me tonight. And so it's like she's, when you go to bed and go to sleep, this is a dream thing. And I'm pretty sure of that. So let's see what the final thing is here. 41, 43 and a half. Here we go. Okay, you will help, that's my sheen. You will help, that's my sheen. You will help, that's my sheen. That's what it's saying. You will help, that's my sheen. Is there? Did she have a term of endearment for you? Like something like that?
Well, see, Carolyn, if it's who I'm thinking it is,
was my great-grandmother, and mm-hmm. I don't remember her. I mean, I just, you know, never knew her that I know of or anything. I'd been to her home. I felt her there.
Yeah.
Other people that in town had bought the house, and then I babysat for their kids, so I was in the house a lot. I mean,
yeah.
Just right in a local rural area. And then I'd be talking to Grandma, or who I thought was Grandma, and then I'd hear, no, Carolyn. And for the longest time, I didn't even know what my great-grandmother's first name was.
And was it Carolyn?
Yeah, I found out later. Yeah, because I wasn't sure. It wasn't, but she had a sister. My great-grandmother's name was Catherine, but there was a sister, Carolyn.
Well, it's saying here, you know, it's. I'm going to read the transcript here for this particular question. It's not you. It's not you. She's staying near you. She's unhappy. Come in for me. Let me promise you, you will see me or go with me tonight. You will help. That's my sheen. And that may be a family term or a term of endearment that you may want to look at. It sounds something like sheen, and that's what I'm hearing. It's hard, and it's a SH. The SH is hard to, and that's the best I could do, but I heard the E
okay.
very quickly. Yeah. Did it
I'm
make
wondering
sense?
If that's an Irish or a Welsh word, you know, like a Celtic thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it's something I can't quite. I don't know what to make of it, but if it is Celtic family that you have, that could be Gaelic or, you know,
I have Welsh and Irish combo on one side, and I have Native American parts, and I have German. So, and they were all speaking other languages. I was the first one they didn't teach the other languages to. The only language they let me learn was English.
Well, what I would say would be definitely get me the email so I can send this to you. And the sheen thing is definitely something to follow up on. And, you know, I think she's all but confirming that she's around. And I think tonight when you dream, there may be something happening here for you. So definitely try to remember your dream and encourage her to keep coming through for you so you can get this figured out, okay?
Oh, definitely. Well, so, I mean, yeah, I get the voices and the bits and the pieces and just tiny, you know, chunks like a Frank's box in my head all the time. And I don't see clear like I did when I was a kid. You know, I just get like, you know, vague, you know, like out of focus. You know, pictures.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know that.
That's normal.
That sometimes I just get like part of a body or, you know, part of a color or something. I don't get, you know, clear like I used to. So I do my best then to go with what I feel, you know, to connect together, like all of it together. And
yeah,
it's a crapshoot sometimes, and I don't mean that disrespectful, folks, but, you know, send me flashcards or fine-tuning or something if they want me to get better.
Well, you know, you're doing great. What I would say would be keep a journal, do all the things doing, and just keep doing that, and then associate with other people that are gifted and psychic and really listen and learn and be willing to make mistakes, you know. I can't tell you the number of times I've gotten it wrong on this show, and I'll continue to do that. And you know, I'm not afraid to be wrong, because a lot of times when I kind of sit there and I'll think about editing myself, and then I'll just throw it out there. It turns out that it's right, and it was right in a way that I couldn't have seen. And so
right,
you know, we're just messengers. That's all we do. I'm not the guy. You know, I'm not the guy coming up with the message. I'm trying to help this person on the other side who's desperately trying to get a thing through to you, you know, or to the next person who dials in and carry this out. And so just just trust in your ability to do that, and give yourself permission to be wrong, because once that happens, you're going to really open the door to all the times you're going to be right. It's like baseball. You know, if the analogy is, you know, if everybody hit a home run every time, baseball would be boring.
You know, so you're right.
So get out there and swing, and you're going to miss a lot of them, but then you're going to start connecting. And then when you start doing more of it, you're going to hit more of them, but you're not going to be perfect every day. This is not a constant gift. I mean, I wake up some days and I wish I was, you know, I kind of feel like, oh, I'm going to be really good today. And it's like, it sucks, man. Other days I get up and I've had a really rotten morning and I'm getting really clear impressions. It's just a draw. So trust yourself, you know, and when you keep working with it, you'll have more good days than bad. You know, just go with that. So that's the best I can say. But, we are running low on time. So I want to thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much. You don't know how much this has helped. It just immensely. So I'll be in the chat room. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mhm.
Okay. Bye now. So with that, let's see. We are going to export this selection here. And let's see. This is Deb. So sessioned Deb. I'm going to make sure I got that. And I can't say asterisk because it'll screw up the whole thing. So, sorry, Deb. I'll just have to go with Deb without the asterisk. Anyway, hey, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, making all sorts of weird noises in the chat room. I am wiped out, guys. We did our time here and helped, I think, a few people. For all of you who stayed up late with me and saw this thing all the way through, I'm going to rattle off the names. We got Brandy Boo Boo, Red Brandy Bobo. Kathy is just a trooper. I mean, it's almost daylight over there on the East Coast. And we got Deb S., who we just read. And let's see, we have Disgruntled Dan, Fire Witch. We have Gerber Daisy TM. And let's see, Goibe Daisy TM. Hope, who had a nice reading with us and is just a sweetheart. Carolee, I think, 11. Good to see you. Kira LaRue, 42. I'm starting to have the K thing going on. Can't talk. Moonchild, we have Philly Fever, and the Jackal's Head. So, hey, you guys are all great. Thank you, everyone, for listening in tonight, and God bless all of you. And we got 1 minute remaining. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go to a much-deserved sleep tonight. God bless you, and God bless everybody. Talk to you guys later. Bye now.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the studios in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Part of this great experiment. See you later. Bye now.